morning, and welcome to Searching the Scriptures, brought to you by The Church of Christ that meets at Wasilla. We are located at 2061 North Merciful Circle. From the Parks Highway, take Seward Meridian, then turn right on Bogard Road. We're just past the Boys and Girls Club on the right. Our phone number is 373-5773, and our website is churchofchristwasilla.com. Come and study God's Word with us. We meet at 10 a.m. for Bible study, 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. for services, and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. Each week, we'll endeavor to help you grow by searching the Scriptures. 2 Peter 3:18 reads, "But grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen." Please take out your Bibles and search the Scriptures with us this morning.
Welcome to Searching the Scriptures. I'm Wendell Fikes, and we invite you to stay tuned as we study the Scriptures together. We're encouraged by your interest in examining and searching the Scriptures with us each Lord's Day. The one, and maybe the only, commonality between hell and heaven is the fact that both places are eternal. And these, the unrighteous, will go away into eternal punishment, hell, but the righteous into eternal life, heaven. Matthew chapter 25, verse 46. Heaven will never end. Hell will never end. Hell is the alternative to heaven. Every soul who does not go to heaven will go to hell. When a person dies, the Scriptures teach that his or her soul will go to a place of paradise or a place of torment. There is no in-between dwelling place. Alternative, as a noun, means a proposition or situation offering a choice between two or more things, only one of which may be chosen. Everyone who goes to hell goes by choice and not by chance. Allow me to repeat that statement. Everyone who goes to hell goes by choice and not by chance. Every soul in hell will have chosen of their own will and choice to be there. No soul will be in hell by accident or chance. There will be no babies and children in hell, because a person must be of an accountable age to God. That is, he or she must possess the maturity of mind to know and understand obedience to the gospel. Babies and mentally deficient people can't understand and obey the gospel. Then the mature person must have the knowledge and ability to accept and comply with the terms and stipulations of the gospel. At that juncture in a person's life, he or she can make the decision to obey the gospel, or they can choose to reject the terms and conditions of obedience to the gospel to be saved so as to avoid going to hell. Heaven and hell is a choice. Heaven and hell has always been a choice. Heaven and hell will always be a choice. Heaven and hell is a choice that you and I make. Righteous people, those who have obeyed the gospel, will go to heaven when Jesus comes. Heaven is a place prepared for the righteous. Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." John chapter 14, verses 1 through 3. But the unrighteous people, identified in the scriptures as those who choose not to obey the gospel, will go to hell. When Jesus comes, the scriptures declare, "And to give you who are troubled rest with us." When the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. These, everyone who does not obey the gospel, shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 through 9. The false prophet and those who worshipped his image were cast alive into the lake of fire burning with brimstone. Revelation chapter 19 and verse 20. Someone has said, hell will be populated by two classes of people, those who will do anything and those who will not do anything. The scriptures teach that there is a place identified as hell prepared for the wicked. There was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. But there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, full of sores, who was laid at his gate. Desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table, moreover the dogs came and licked his sores. So it was that the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And being in torments in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Then he cried and said, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame." But Abraham said, "Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he, Lazarus, is comforted and you are tormented. And besides all this, between us and you there's a great gulf fixed, so that those who want to pass from here to you cannot, nor can those from there pass to us." Then he said, "I beg you therefore, Father, that you would send him, Lazarus, to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that he may testify to them, lest they also come to this place of torment." Abraham said to him, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them." And he said, "No, Father Abraham, but if one goes to them from the dead, they will repent." But he said to him, "If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rise from the dead." Luke chapter 16, verses 19 through 31. The scriptures teach that all the wicked will go to hell. Then he will say to those on the left hand, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels." Matthew chapter 25 and verse 41. Hell is the alternative of heaven. Our English word hell occurs 22 times in the King James Version of the New Testament. But please note, only 11 of those 22 times does hell refer to Gehenna, the place of eternal torment. 10 times, the correct word should be Hades, as recorded in these passages, if you would like to examine them and read them later. Matthew chapter 11 and verse 23. chapter 16, verse 18. Luke chapter 10, verse 15. Chapter 16, verse 23. Acts chapter 2, verse 27 and 31. Revelation chapter 1, verse 18. Chapter 6, verse 8. Chapter 20, verse 13. And Revelation chapter 20 and verse 14. The word hell is translated from the Greek word Tartarus in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 4. The origin of the word hell is from the Greek term Gehenna, Valley of Son of Hinnom, Gehenna or Gehinnom, a valley of Jerusalem used figurative as a name for the place or state of everlasting punishment. Hell, Strong defines. That place where the wicked, after death, will suffer punishment. Thayer's Greek-English Lexicon. Hell, as Gehenna, is used 11 times in the New Testament. It is very significant that our Lord uses the term hell, Gehenna, hellfire, 10 of the 11 times that hell is mentioned in the New Testament. Jesus taught that any unrepentant sin would cause one's soul to be in danger of Gehenna, hellfire. Whoever says, "You fool," shall be in danger of hellfire. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 22. If your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you. For it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you. For it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell. Matthew chapter 5, verse 29 and 30. Matthew chapter 18 and verse 9. Mark and Luke record the same teaching, using very similar words in their books. In chapter 9 of Mark and verse 43 and 47, and Luke chapter 12 and verse 5. The Lord educated his disciples about the seriousness of sin by an object lesson. It is better to be deprived of all the pleasure and advantage of the right eye or the right hand during life and then enter into eternal life rather than enjoy these and then be cast into hell. So in reference to the pleasures of lust. But never to taste these pleasures at all than having enjoyed them to the full to be finally cast into hell. J.W. McGarvey. Observe these verses that Jesus uses Gehenna or hell fire. And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, and Luke chapter 12, and verse 5. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you travel land and sea to win one proselyte, and when he is won, you make him twice as much a son of hell as yourselves. Matthew chapter 23 and verse 15. Serpents, brood of vipers, how can you escape the condemnation of hell? Matthew chapter 23 and verse 33. James, the Lord's brother and author of the book of James, uses hell the other time that it's mentioned in the New Testament. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire by hell. James chapter 3 and verse 6. Everyone who does not go to heaven will go to hell. Hell is the alternative of heaven. You and I need to know that hell exists and that hell is real, whether we believe it and accept it or not. Hell is a prepared place. Then Jesus will say to those on the left hand, "Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." Matthew chapter 25 and verse 41. The Lord has prepared everything. All the necessary preparations have been made for all those who choose to go to hell. Nobody will go to hell by chance. Hell is the alternative of heaven. Hell is described as a lake of fire and brimstone. Anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Revelation chapter 20 and verse 15. Being cast into the lake of fire and brimstone is the alternative of choosing heaven. Hell is a prepared place. Hell is described as a lake of fire and brimstone. Hell is a place of intense pain and torment. The rich man died, and being in torments, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off. Then he cried and said, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame." Luke chapter 16, verse 22 through 24. The scripture reveals in this text that the rich man, before he died, lived in luxury and comfort every day. Abraham reminded him of that fact. But now the beggar was in comfort, and he, the rich man, was in torment. These were cast alive into the lake of fire burning with brimstone, Revelation chapter 19 and verse 20. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth in hell, Matthew chapter 8 and verse 12. They will be tormented day and night, Revelation chapter 20 and verse 10. The fires of hell cannot be put out or cooled down. The fire is not quenched, Mark chapter 9 and verse 48. Hell is a prepared place. Hell is described as a lake of fire and brimstone. Hell is a place of intense pain and torment. There is no rest in hell. They have no rest day or night. Revelation chapter 14 and verse 11. Hell is a prepared place. It's described as a lake of fire and brimstone. It's a place of intense pain and torment. Hell has no resting place. Hell is a place where memory and consciousness is retained. No loss of memory in hell. Abraham said, "Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, likewise Lazarus, evil things. But now he is comforted and you are tormented. And besides all this, between us and you there's a great chasm fixed, in order that those who would pass from here to you may not be able, and none may cross from there to us. I beg you therefore, Father, that you would send Lazarus to my father's house. I have five brothers, that he may testify to them, lest they also come to this place of torment." The rich man could remember what happened on earth. He knew that he didn't listen to the warning of Moses and the prophets. He couldn't escape this place of torment. He did not want his five brothers to come there. My five brothers, like me, while I was on earth, are not paying any attention to the prophets and their teaching. They would not listen to the truth, even if one went from the dead. The rich man remains in torment this very hour. He will be there forever and ever. Hell is a prepared place. It's a lake of fire and brimstone. Hell is the place of intense pain and torment. Hell has no resting place. Hell has no memory loss. Hell is a place where the soul cannot die. There is no death in hell. Jesus said, their worm does not die. Mark chapter 9 and verse 48. Hell is the place of intense pain and torment. Hell has no resting place. Hell has no memory loss. Hell is a place where there is no death. Who will be in hell? Listen to this carefully. The scriptures teach that the gate of hell is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction. And those who enter by it are many. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 13. Recently, a prominent denominational preacher, a host on a nationwide radio program, quoted a fellow preacher who said, there will be more people in heaven than in hell. And this person agreed. I wonder what Bible they are reading. Jesus said, many will go in at the wide gate and the broad way that leads to destruction. But few will enter in to the narrow gate that leads to life. All wicked people who do not repent will be in hell. The cowardly, the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers, the sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 8. Hell will never end. It is permanent. They will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Revelation chapter 20 and verse 10. Hell is a prepared place. Hell is described as a lake of fire and brimstone. Hell is a place of intense pain and torment. Hell has no resting place. Hell has no memory loss. Hell is a place where there's no death. Hell will never end. Hell is a place of eternal punishment for everyone who rejects the gospel of Christ. And to grant relief to you who are afflicted as well as to us, when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, inflicting vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, they will suffer the punishment of eternal destruction away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his might. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 through 9 from the English Standard Version. And the king will answer and say to those on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Matthew chapter 25, verses 40 through 46. Hell exists as long as heaven. Hell is a place of punishment for the wicked. Heaven is eternal. Therefore, hell is eternal. Don't listen to the lying theologians, atheists, and unbelievers who deny the existence of hell. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 35. The one who rejects me and does not receive my words has a judge. The word that I have spoken will judge him on the last day, the Lord said. John chapter 12 and verse 48. Hell is the alternative of heaven. Each of us have a choice. Which will you choose? I'm Wendell Fikes, and thank you for listening. Until this same time next Sunday morning, we bid you a pleasant good day.
We hope you have been encouraged and will continue your study of God's Word. Please join us again as we search the Scriptures so that we may grow thereby. 1 Peter 2, verse 2. Please remember that you are cordially invited to come and study God's Word with us at 2061 North Merciful Circle. From the Parks Highway, take Seward Meridian, then turn right on Bogard Road. We're just past the Boys and Girls Club on the right. Our meeting times are Sunday morning Bible study for all ages at 10 a.m., followed by Sunday morning worship at 11 a.m. and evening worship at 5 p.m. Our midweek Bible study for all ages is on Wednesday at 7 p.m. If you have any questions concerning the lesson presented, would like additional study material, a home Bible study, or a DVD copy of today's lesson, please visit us at churchofchristwasilla.com. There, you'll be able to download this radio program and other sermons free of charge and listen on demand. That's churchofchristwasilla.com. You can also contact us by calling 373-5773. Thank you for listening and searching the Scriptures with us this morning.